Welcome to Nevada News. Megs on the program today. We're talking solar energy with Reed Hamilton and Sarah Adler. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Andrew McKay, Dick Gamick, and Mylon Hawkins is all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You know, everybody's been talking about the Tesla effect. Here's our reality. Construction is booming. Roads are under construction. And the job creation and our market, it's booming. Our stable tax base is growing. And thank you, Governor Sandoval and all of the legislators, for delivering on this promise. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're talking solar energy with Reed Hamilton of Hamilton Solar and Sarah Adler, who's the state director for the USDA Rural Development. And you guys have been putting together grants here lately. Tell us what you've been up to.
Yes, Sam, thanks for having us. We'd love to talk about our REAP program, which is Rural Energy for America program. In my piece of USDA, Rural Development, we provide a variety of types of financing and capital that make rural communities work. And in this case, we're celebrating a great deal that we did together with Fortifiber, which is a building products company out in Fernley. The REAP program will provide up to 25% of the cost of a project in the form of a grant. And we do that to incent the development of new technologies in a few places in rural development. And in this case, we're incenting renewable energy development or energy efficiency.
Reed, and your company is the one that's putting this together, correct?
Correct, yeah. We've been working with Fortifiber for, it's been almost a couple years now to make this project a reality. And with the help of the USDA, of course, the grant has been absolutely fantastic. And then some subsidies from NV Energy, Fortifiber decided to move forward with the project.
Okay, I got to ask you because, since the legislative session, it's been, all the news, which is the ongoing battle now, it seems, between renewable energy and NV Energy. And on one side, you've got a cap that's being approached rapidly.
Correct.
For the solar industry as far as incentives and net metering.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other side, you've got NV Energy and other power companies, across the West especially, who are saying, what about the infrastructure? We have to have a different standard for pricing things because otherwise we're going to be paying for all the infrastructure and people are going to be getting all this solar energy and it's not a good business model going forward. Your thoughts, sir?
Well, it's maybe not a good business model for NV Energy going forward to the T, but is it a great economic impact for the state of Nevada and the residents here? NV Energy, they actually love solar when they can control it, when they can put it out in the desert and build huge utility scale projects because they get paid to build it, they get paid for the transmission, and then they also get to sell that power. What we're talking about here is net metering, so projects that are going on top of FortiFiber, local businesses, or on homes or schools. Those are projects I call the ripple effect projects. Those have a direct impact on the community. And for example, I just opened up an office in Las Vegas. I've hired 18 people since the beginning of the year. And because of all the action that's going on with NV Energy right now, we're at 100% stall, you know, to the point where it's like, I don't know if we're going to be able to keep those people going.
And you know, right now there's, what, about 6,000 people employed in the solar industry in the state that
Correct.
Potentially could lose their jobs?
In a heartbeat, yes. I mean, we've had some national solar companies come in, which has been fantastic. It's gained a lot of awareness.
Like SolarCity?
Like SolarCity, like Sunrun. And, you know, I think I actually have encouraged those guys because they create the awareness that we haven't been able to create. And they're also helping us right now stand up to, you know, what I consider the 800-pound gorilla, which is NV Energy.
Well, and it's interesting. You know, has Senator Reed, you know, gotten into this discussion at all? Because, you know, it's kind of surprising because he worked with NV Energy, mm-hmm. kind of leveraged them, shall we say it nicely, mm-hmm. To not build coal-fired power plants over in the east that ended up with a transmission line with mm-hmm. federal guarantees between White Pine County and Southern Nevada so he could send energy in both directions. And so he became somewhat, he would be a supporter of NV Energy. But now the battle is between his two favorite children, it would appear.
Yeah, and once again, his battle and his fight was to remove the coal-fired power plant.
But he's also a huge proponent of renewable energy.
Exactly, and by removing some of those power plants, they're doing those large utility-scale projects in the desert. And that was kind of the trade-off. Hey, we'll do solar, but we'll do the solar that we want. Well, what we're saying is, hey, the community, the 6,000 people and the people who want solar on top of their homes, we still want to have our part in solar. Mm-hmm.
You wanted mm-hmm. to jump in there.
Well, I think back to Senator Reid, I think the key objective he has is climate change. I think that he is looking forward and saying we have the opportunity to create so much clean energy and the planet frankly needs that benefit. But back to business models, I want to point out that the Yount family that owns FortiFiber, it's very important to them that they can show the customer their contribution to climate stability. They want to, as we say, green their business. They want to be able to say that a lot of the power that's being used in effect to power their operation is coming from renewable sources. So in terms of the business model, they very much want to be able to put solar on their roof. It's important to them and their customer base. And then, you know, the business impact as well. I got to climb up the scaffolding next to the building and meet his crew that's mm-hmm. up on top of a manufacturing plant in Fernley, Nevada. And these guys are thrilled to have a job up there in virtually their hometown.
Let me ask you this, though. You know, it was interesting that Switch decided to stay with NV Energy because they were trying to get out of that, as are five major hotel casino companies in Las Vegas. But the cost to their customers is actually going to be higher than it would have been otherwise because they will be paying additional for the renewable energy. But it appears they wanted to be green. Would that be your assessment, too?
It would be. I think Switch is a very sophisticated company. I'm thrilled that they're coming to Northern Nevada as well. And they've factored that cost into their business model, and they know that that's a price their customers will be willing to pay.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back with more on solar energy when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer, they represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in a new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Reed Hamilton of Hamilton Solar and Sarah Adler, State Director for the USDA Rural Development. So I want to go back to this net metering issue, because this is a big deal. What's proposed by NV Energy at the PUC is to pay pretty much half of what they were paying currently for people to put solar into their homes. Mm-hmm. And then if there's excess energy produced, then that goes back into the system. Does this spell the end of solar energy in terms of it making sense financially? Because people are looking at this as a huge benefit.
So majority of the people who look at solar, they want to help out the environment, and that really is the cherry on top. But it's an economic decision at the end of the day. And if NV Energy's proposal is approved the way it is, yes, it will absolutely kill the net metering industry in the state of Nevada, or what we call distributed generation.
And do you think it will also, in turn, then help to kill the nascent industry in the state?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
The nascent industry of solar in the state, will that kill that as well? Will it no longer make it viable for people? Because we've seen the cost of solar panels coming down.
Right.
But are they coming down fast enough to make up for, you know, a 5.5 cent?
Not to keep up with a hit that big. Not even remotely close. There's been one other utility who's done this in the country, and it's a utility out of Arizona. And when they imposed a similar tariff, such as NV Energy is proposing, 95% of the solar industry vanished.
Okay, so what do you think is going to come out of the PUC as you watch it, obviously very closely?
Gosh, I wish I had a good answer for you. I believe in my heart that the PUC is going to see the economic impact that and the environmental impact that the solar industry is having in the state of Nevada. And I think I'm hoping there's going to be a way for us to meet in the middle. There's no doubt that there's going to be some form of a solar tariff. I just hope it's nowhere near what NV Energy is proposing.
So what would make sense to you? Would it be three-quarters of what's currently being paid? Can you give us an idea of where that might land? Because if half is too much.
Mm-hmm. What makes sense to me and what has shown to be make the most sense in other utilities throughout the country is not necessarily having an impact on the net metering charge. So right now we are charged at about 10.5 cents per kilowatt hour. So net metering allows us to send 10.5 cents of kilowatt power back into the grid. I think that should stay the same, but there should maybe be a small fee associated with solar. So what they've done in other states is say, okay, it's a $5 monthly fee or a $10 monthly fee, and that really helps the impact of the infrastructure as well. It's just the management of the solar program.
What's next for USDA? Because it's always fascinating to me how much you do in rural Nevada that people aren't necessarily aware of.
Well, in this project, in particular, the REAP program, and picking up on your remark on solar panels are coming down, I really don't want to see this stop now, because we have a loan guarantee that has come alongside the grant. And one of the problems of financing renewable energy is that my friends in the lending community say there's no collateral value up there on the roof if I have to go and pull those panels off the roof. But what we will do is guarantee a loan to produce renewable energy or energy efficiency savings. And we want our customers to benefit from the costs coming down. We want our partners like Hamilton Solar to be collecting data so we can prove to lenders this is the amount of energy cost that's being saved. If NV Energy continues to recognize that cost savings, folks can afford to take a loan, create jobs through his company, reduce their own energy costs, create jobs in their own company. So it's a great win-win, and we really want to capitalize on the developments in the renewable energy industry at this time as we come along with a loan guarantee and support the lending community in joining into energy efficiency and renewable energy as well.
I want to say up front here as disclosure that I have solar hot water at my house, and I got rebates from NV Energy, I got rebates from the state, and I think it was a 30% federal tax credit. But there are a lot of people out there that say that this industry wouldn't exist if it weren't for all of these subsidies. What do you think about that, and how long should they continue before this industry is ready to stand on its own feet?
I would say name an energy industry that doesn't have subsidies. So renewable energy is subsidized nationwide by about $1 billion a year. Oil, $6 billion. So, hey, let's just go on par with each other. You know, take us up each to about $3 billion a year on subsidies and we'd be fine. Our goal at the end of the day is to step away from subsidies. And between what NV Energy is trying to do, we're kind of hustling into that process. But then the large subsidy, the 30% federal tax credit, that's set to expire at the end of 2016. So we do not want to become dependent upon subsidies or remain dependent, rather. Our goal is to move away from them, and we're going that way. But when we keep getting hit with humongous hurdles that are very close together, like NV Energy just threw at us, it makes it challenging.
As you look at California and the renewable portfolio standard that they have set, which is 50%, is that going to help your business to be able to expand into California?
Not really, just because there's so much competition in California. I've done some projects in California, but California is a perfect example. They had a rebate program similar to what NV Energy had, and it started at one level and scaled all the way back to zero, and it worked out really well from the sense of, hey, we needed subsidies at this level. And because of the cost of power in California, we no longer need subsidies. And that's what we're encouraging here in Nevada. We're saying, look, we can let go of the subsidies, but don't just take them away all at once.
More to come. Thank you both very much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank
we'll
you
be right
much.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
I got to Enya from a counselor at my high school. She introduced me. We did the walkthrough. But once I did get to Enya, I really liked it. I also was able to open up with Monica and Janine a lot. And I definitely do not regret it, because I know with Monica and Janine, I can go to them and they'll give me the best advice ever.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Hurry to the summer sales event at Michael Hull Subaru. Drive a new Impreza just $125 a month, or a new Legacy now only $189 a month.
Every new Subaru is priced to sell now at Michael Hull Subaru.
On Carson Street at the south end of Carson City.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler, and I'm here to tell homeowners that are 62 and older about a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage.
Call right now to receive your free DVD and booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. Plus, when you call now, you'll get this magnifier with LED light absolutely free.
When you call the experts at One Reverse Mortgage today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage. It will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. And here's the best part. You still own your home. Take control of your retirement today.
Call 800-983-6811 to get your free guide. Call now and also get this free magnifier with LED light.
Hurry to the summer sales event at Michael Hull Subaru. Drive a new Impreza just $125 a month or a new Legacy now only $189 a month.
Every new Subaru is priced to sell now at Michael Hull Subaru.
On Carson Street at the south end of Carson City.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPoint panel as always. Andrew McKay is here. He's chairman of the Nevada Transportation Authority. Mylon Hawkins is vice president of the Interface Computer Associates. And Dick Gamick is the former Washoe County District Attorney. Andrew, give us our Uber update because a lot happened this week.
On Monday, the Nevada Legislative Commission pre-approved all of the draft regulations that we've been working on, which means the next step until that process is completely done is we adopt those regulations on September the 11th. I think the next question, and I'll just head it off, is will Uber and Lyft and TNCs be operating? If I don't see those companies operating at some point in September, I'd be surprised.
And the taxi cab industry is still complaining bitterly.
In fact, yesterday, as many of you probably saw, there was an article in which one of the owners of a taxi cab company characterized the regulations as I think it was a train wreck, is what he referred to them as.
Well, we shall see. But what's interesting is, and this was part of the discussion in the earlier part of the show talking about solar energy, is where you have traditional companies, whether it be taxi cab companies or whether it be power companies, who are having to deal with new technology, whether it be solar or whether it be Uber. Your thoughts on the changes they have to go through?
And they have to. And my experience is that Uber here in this country, where it is working like New York City, is an excellent service. You don't always get a cab. And I think it's only going to benefit our community, our state. There are places here where cabs don't even want to go. It's not the airport and the casinos. Why should I bother to come out?
That's certainly the big story in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
There's lots of areas that are not served.
Sure. And this, I think, is going to certainly be a benefit.
Changing topics. Dean Heller this morning endorsed Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush, as we speak, is speaking in Reno before he heads off to Las Vegas. Do you think it was too early for an endorsement?
I'm just sitting back watching this whole thing, just kind of flabbergasted. I'm not even into it real deep because there's so many people, and I don't remember names real well anymore. So I'm trying to remember everybody that's running for president as a Republican is too much of a challenge for me. So I just kind of ignore most of it. I do like Jeb Bush. I'm not so sure about Donald Trump. A lot of people are enamored with him right now. But again, it's real early. And I agree with you, to make those kind of endorsements that early on, you don't even know if he's going to make it through convention.
Okay, so I got to ask you, because you're saying you're not that enamored with Donald Trump right now. What do you think about him and some of the things that he's been saying and doing?
I think Donald Trump is very charismatic. I think he says a lot of comedy. I'm not so sure if he's serious enough or what his thoughts are. I'm not even sure what he's thinking right now as far as being the president of the United States. He's come on strong. He's made a big splash. But I've never been real enamored with him.
It's interesting. The Trump brand has now been strengthened throughout the world. I mean, there's nobody, if there was anybody previously that didn't know who Donald Trump is, they know who he is now. But do you think that you can be elected president when you're saying things against the 53% of the electorate that are women?
I don't think so. He might be the best hope that the Democrats have if he becomes the Republican nominee for the presidency.
So you're pretty much going for Trump for...
Well, no.
Republican
I really
nominee.
Would like to see both parties really have highly qualified candidates. Donald Trump's a great showman. He really is. And he is extremely smart. But I don't think he's presidential material. I don't know how he's going to get Mexico to pay for that wall.
What's interesting, too, and I obviously talk to a lot of people outside of the show, and a lot of them are looking at Trump and knowing him from his TV shows, et cetera, and the fact that he's just coming out and saying whatever he wants to say, which is not really very politically correct, obviously, and he's saying, I'm not politically correct. But the reality is that if you become a governor or a mayor or a president, that it's a whole different world, and you can't just be whatever you want to be, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, everybody says run government like a business. Government and business are two totally separate things. I agree with Mylan in the fact that, you know, Trump is, you know, it's about, you know, he's bombastic. It's about his brand. And to go off of what Dick said, I don't know if he knows what he is or what he wants to be. I don't think he wants to be president. That's just my humble opinion. I think he's doing this to build his brand more than anything. He's a consummate entrepreneur and marketer. So I think this is a flash in the pan. That's just my humble opinion.
I like the term showman. He's a tremendous showman. He reminds me of Barnum and Bailey when they started their circus. That's Donald Trump.
Yeah, and I think it would be very interesting for somebody like this to actually walk into the Oval Office and suddenly be told by the head of the military, by the head of the Treasury, these are all the rules and regulations you have to live mm-hmm. by, and by the way, you can't do whatever you want. Because even, you know, Obama wanted to close Guantanamo Bay. 6 years later, we still have Guantanamo Bay. That's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much. It's been fun. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Experience the all-new Buick lineup at Michael Hull Buick during our 24-hour test drive. Save over $7,900 off a new Buick Enclave all-wheel drive, or save $6,000 off a new Buick LaCrosse.
That's only at Michael Hull Buick.
On Carson Street at the south end of Carson City.
At K-12, we believe that every child is uniquely brilliant. Some are curious. Others inventive. Passionate. Even outside the box. So they deserve an education designed for them. K-12 is available through tuition-free online public schools. Taught by highly qualified state-licensed teachers, it's a full-time option that allows parents and students to individualize their education. K-12 programs teach to and embrace your child's unique brilliance, enhancing their ability to succeed. Join the growing community of K-12 families who have succeeded with an individually tailored, tuition-free online education. Call now or visit k12.com to learn more. Tuition-free for K-11 students in Nevada.
Here at Humana, we value sticking with things. When something works, people stick with it. More people stick with Humana Medicare Advantage because we stick with them. Humana Medicare Advantage, the plan people stick with.
Save thousands with 0% financing for 60 months. Or drive a new Cadillac ATS all-wheel drive for only $339.
That's only at Michael Hull Cadillac.
On Carson Street at the south end of Carson City.
Coming up next week on Nevada Newsmakers, we'll have Dr. Ben Carson, Senator Ted Cruz, and Danny Tarkanian. All right here on Nevada Newsmakers. We'll see you then.